From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is allocating more than $70 million to support 383 projects under the Plant Protection Act's Section 7721 program to strengthen the nation's infrastructure for pest detection and surveillance, identification, threat mitigation, to safeguard the nursery production system, and to respond to plant pest emergencies. Universities, states, federal agencies, non-governmental organizations, nonprofits, and tribal organizations will carry out selected projects in 49 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, and Puerto Rico. Despite guidance from international health organizations stating that imported food shipments are an unlikely source of COVID-19 transmission, the Chinese government implemented sample testing procedures last summer at ports of entry. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says these new requirements have recently, to some degree, slowed movement of pork and beef into China. But they're entering their peak meat buying season leading up to the Lunar New Year, so these obstacles should have less impact moving forward. In 2021, all products certified as organic by the USDA can now be marketed as such in the United Kingdom, and certified organic products from the UK can now be marketed as organic here as well. The Packer.com reports the UK and US announced the organic equivalency agreement December 30th, showing the countries have similar standards for organic foods and other products. The agreement covers England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.